The question is there a connection between fall down and Vaishnava Parada? Give the examples. Jayan Vijay offended Lakshmi and the four Kumaras. Yeah, but that was all ultimately arranged by Krishna. Tulsi cursed by Srimati Radharani. Our acharyas, they don't discuss much about these things. Cursing of Tulsi by Srimati Radharani. Sobri Muni cursing Garuda, that's in the material world. So definitely, in the spiritual world, there's no cursing as such. There may be some show of that, but there's nothing inauspicious in the spiritual world. In this material world, everything is inauspicious. Fall down from devotional service, yes, offenses is a common cause of that. So we should be very careful. Even Sobari Muni, even though he was so austere, so dedicated to spiritual culture, he thought that he was protecting the fish, but he didn't understand that by doing so he was offending Garuda, so he had to fall down. So Vaishnava Parada is very serious, even if one is very advanced in spiritual life, even if one is very knowledgeable, very capable, has done many things, if one is doing so much service, but if one offends Vaishnavas, then you get in a lot of trouble, and one is liable to fall down. So we should be very careful. I myself am sometimes quite critical of certain activities, attitudes, statements, and philosophies of various devotees in our movement. That should not be taken by anyone, my disciples or others, as a license to just, or in my name, just to be offensive toward any devotees. Everything should... It's not that we harbor bad feeling toward anyone. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Advaishta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna eva cha. Devotee's attitude is of non-enviousness of every living being, of friendliness to everyone, of mercy. So we may have very severe differences, but we don't harbor enmity against anyone. So that should be understood. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
We find at present parents also are not able to take their kids on the right path. Like you see in Gurukul also, like parents come here frequently, or if you tell, like disturbing the mood of the children, and like going in Krishna consciousness nicely, then what to, how to deal with this?
How to deal with parents disturbing their kids who are in Gurukul? It's too general a question for me to give a conclusive reply to, because every parent is different and every kid is different. And you say disturb, but they may I don't know. They may disturb in various ways. I would, as a generic answer, I would say educate the parents if they're willing to be educated, and tell them that your children are here for a certain purpose, and your interaction with them is antithetical to that purpose. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.